Or who, you know, asking yourself the question, who am I that the Lord would look down upon me and all that I was caught up in years past and everything and reach out and save me? Or who am I that the Lord would choose me to speak his word or perhaps minister to somebody? Have you ever been in that position? Because you think perhaps that, gee, I'm just a nobody. You know, who am I that the Lord would choose me to do anything? A number of people in Scripture have asked that question. David was one, for example. He said, who am I, Lord? And I think it's written in one of the Psalms, as a matter of fact. Who am I that you would choose me? He was the seventh son of a man, okay? So he was the youngest, and he was a shepherd. A job of very little consequence, very little importance. But he said, Lord, who am I that you would choose me from this lowly state and exalt me to be king of Israel? Wow, that's something, isn't it? Moses said the same thing. He fled Egypt after murdering an Egyptian, and he spent 40 years out of Egypt. He married, had children, you know, leading a different kind of life than what he had in Egypt. But then one day he comes across this burning bush, and he goes to see what it's all about, because the bush isn't being consumed by the fire. And the Lord speaks to him out of that. And one of the questions he had was, who am I that you would pick me? Perhaps all of us go through that from time to time. And there's someone else in Scripture that probably asked the same question. And I want to read that particular passage to you. And this is from the Gospel of Luke. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this man before or not. Maybe you have. And in the course of reading the Gospel of Luke. There it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. In other words, waiting for the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. This is the only passage in which Simeon is mentioned. Who was Simeon? I don't know. Just some regular guy like us, whom the Lord chose to reveal that he would not die until he saw the Messiah, until he saw the Christ child. And he was led by the Spirit one day into the temple, and suddenly Joseph and Mary walk in with the baby Jesus to do according to him the ritual that the law prescribed for a newborn child. And he sees the Christ child, and he even prophesies a little bit over the child. I wonder if Simeon was thinking to himself, who am I that the Lord God himself would reveal this to me, that I'm going to see the Christ child before I die? That didn't happen to anybody else. Who am I that I would see him? I'm just a nobody. Who am I that you would reveal this to me and I would have a chance to pray over the child and to bless him and his family? In the same way that we ask that question, who am I, Lord, that you would want to use me or any one of you? Nothing else is said about Simeon. It wasn't said that he was a prophet, even though he did pray and prophesy briefly over the baby. Scripture doesn't tell us anything about him other than this, right in the very beginning. The man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, or waiting to see the Messiah, or to have him come. He was just and devout. Is that what made him special? Is that why maybe the Lord chose him? Because he was just and devout? What does that mean? Just meant that whatever actions he took were based on fairness and what was right. And devout, of course, he loved God. Is that any different from any one of you? Of course not. You're all just and devout as well. You do according to what the Word of God says and how the will of God is revealed to you. You do according to that. So you are just and you are devout because you're here. You love God. It shows. So he wasn't any different than any one of you. What made him special? Was it because he was waiting to see the Messiah? Well, we're waiting too. Simeon was waiting for him to come the first time. We're waiting for him to come the second time. We're no different than he was. But it also says something else that was interesting. It says the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he saw the Messiah. Now, wait a minute now. Jesus is born, yet the Holy Spirit was upon him. This is way before Pentecost. This is way before the Holy Spirit was given to believers, but yet the Holy Spirit was upon him. Is the Holy Spirit upon you? He's not only upon you, but he's in you, living within you. So is Simeon any different from any one of you? Not really. Not really. What made him special? That the Lord would choose him and reveal him to him, that in his lifetime the Messiah would come. You know, we have a tendency to think of things perhaps in a slightly wrong way. God did not choose Simeon because he was special. Simeon was special because God chose him. Did God choose every one of you? He chose every one of you to be saved, did he not? Scripture says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. But beyond that, he has chosen each one of you for a special role to play in his kingdom and in the church. And I don't necessarily mean this church, I mean the body of Christ, the church. Although, yes, he has chosen each one of you for specific things to do within this congregation. God has chosen each one of you, and that's what makes you special. Just like Simeon. He was an average person, just waiting for the Lord to appear, and trusting God and doing what he felt was right, according to the will of God and the Scriptures as he knew them. The same thing that you're doing. And God chose him for whatever reason. God said, oh, there's Simeon down there. And I'm going to reveal to him that he's not going to die until Jesus comes. He chose Simeon because he decided to choose Simeon. It wasn't that Simeon was anyone more special than anybody else or better than anybody else. And in the same way, he has chosen each one of you for something specific. It's not because you're special, it's not because I'm special that he has chosen us. But the fact that he chooses us makes us special. And that enables us to place our faith and trust in him that we can do anything. Because his spirit not only is upon us, but his spirit lives within us. Nothing is impossible with God. And when you're in the will of God, nothing is impossible for you either. And each one of you has been chosen. You are a royal priesthood. You are royalty. And God has given you special gifts and abilities to carry out the work that he has chosen for you. So we can read about all these special people in Scripture. All the great men and women, whether it was David, or whether it was Esther, whether it was Paul and Peter, whether it was Mary, whoever. The only reason that they are special is because God chose them. When you think about it, we've had a lot of people in Scripture who had questionable backgrounds. Moses was a murderer. David was an adulterer. Other people. Paul persecuted the church. But it didn't make any difference. Because when they were chosen by God and empowered by him, their lives changed. And they accomplished great things for God by the power that was granted to them through the Holy Spirit. And the same is true for each one of you. So the thing is to walk humbly before your God, knowing that we don't have anything special that we can bring to God except our hearts and offer that to him. And knowing that he has chosen us for a purpose to accomplish the things that he has set out for us. So by faith, we need to humbly walk before God and be like Simeon. God has wonderful things planned. There are great days ahead, and there's going to be some wonderful ways in which we're going to see God at work in our lives. Just like Lisa mentioned earlier this morning, and how it kind of ties in with what I'm talking about today. As you draw nearer to God, you see more and more of him in your life and his hand at work in your situations and circumstances. It's just a matter of letting it happen. Letting him choose you for greater things. Making yourself available and saying, Lord, here am I. Choose me. I'm willing. And there's no telling what might happen. But remember, each one of you are special. Not because of anything you bring to God, but because he chose you and loves you so very much. Just keep bearing that in mind. And allow him to have his way in your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, everything is by your choice and according to your will. It's true, Lord, you know, we are just simply the vessels for your grace and your power. and we have nothing to offer but ourselves. But that is all you ask, a willingness to be used of you, to see the awesome power of God flow through us to accomplish great things. We are just like Simeon. We're nobody special, but yet you have chosen us, Lord, to be part of your family, to be adopted as your children, and to have all of the rights and privileges that means. The kingdom is ours. You have blessed us with that and with so many other things, Lord. Have your way with us, Father. Have your way with us. Cause great things to happen through us by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.